Live from Cowboy Stadium in Arlington, it's time for the Texans pregame show. Brought to you in part by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, State Farm agent Byron Ackles, Game On Sports Nutrition, Anytime Fitness of Wimberley and Dripping Springs, Central Texas Drilling, Tanya Kilgore's book, The Grief Recovery Kit, The Good Night Diner in Wimberley, Belterra, Wimberley Shamrock Tacos, and Lone Oak Motors. We're moments away from the UIL 3A Division II State Championship football game, where your Wimberley Texans will take on the Argyle Eagles for the state title. Now let's go to the voice of Texans football, Mike Blackwell and Randy Hermes.
Hi, friends from Cowboy Stadium in Arlington. Wimberley Texans football is on the air. I'm Mike Blackwell, and we are especially thrilled that you have joined us today as Wimberley and Argyle get set to do battle. At stake, merely a Class 3A state championship. How about that? And if you like football and you like Texas and you have a warm heart beating inside of you somewhere, I know that you are as thrilled to be a part of this once-in-a-lifetime experience as we are. All across this great state, for as far back as your mind can take you, you know that there have been young boys tossing a football out in the front yard with mom or dad or their friends and dreaming, just dreaming about a chance to play for a Texas high school state championship. It's as much in our Texas blood as an enchilada plate or a kiss after the end of the first date, I'll tell you that. And all of those things that float through the minds of the young will finally come to fruition today over the course of the next 3 hours or so. And make no mistake about this, whatever happens at Cowboy Stadium today will be remembered by everyone, and especially these players, for the rest of their lives. And I can't imagine being anywhere else, frankly. And we are certainly thankful that you've joined us for all the fun here on our mothership, WimberleyRadio.com and KDRP 100.1 FM. I spoke to Wimberley coach Weldon Nelms prior to the game tonight, and let's go ahead and share that interview with Coach Weldon Nelms right now. With Weldon Nelms, the head man at Wimberley, the Wimberley Texans head coach. And first of all, Coach, I guess all the excitement this week, what kind of frame of mind are you in? What kind of frame of mind and week of preparation did you guys have?
Well, it's like you said, there's so much going on, and big game and all the different atmosphere of the media and all the press, of course, playing at the biggest game and the biggest time. So it's been kind of a lot of fun, but a lot of stress, and then these kids, experienced that too. But, they've come back down to reality and had a great week of preparation, and, I feel like they're ready to go, and, it's the greatest opportunity, get a chance to play for the championship. So, we're excited about it, and it's a great opportunity.
And it's such a whirlwind week, no doubt. How in the world do you keep the kids focused on between the lines, Weldon? I guess you've done this before, so you know what to expect with all the phone calls and the pep rallies and ticket requests and that sort of thing. How difficult is it to make sure that the players know to keep their mind in between the lines out there?
Well, hopefully, like I said, talked about it, been there a little bit, but I don't know you're ever going to get exactly ready for all of it. It's kind of overwhelming. It's exciting. And then you're trying to bring it down, and you're excited, and then all the emotions. So obviously all your team friends and the many kids and then your community and all the fans, and everybody's excited about it. So and then your kids, they're torn too, because they get involved with it as well. And it's kind of hard to kind of know at some point. I feel like that you got to kind of get on them and kind of get them back in that focused arena, I guess. And that's kind of as a coach, it's kind of hard, because they're sitting there and they've done a great job for you, and yet you're trying to tell them, hey, we got to come back down to reality, guys. We can't be, but it's been a good week. The kids have responded, and just like they always have. They've been a great group to coach this year, and my coaching staff does a great job of handling a lot of that stuff for me, so it makes it easy for me. And it's been a good situation.
Well, talk about coaching. You talked about coaching, and let's talk about last week a little bit. It's early in the fourth quarter. Your offense kind of struggled there in the third quarter, and we noticed from the booth you were talking to Brady Lambert. You and Brady Lambert were having a conversation there in that fourth quarter, Weldon, and I don't know what you said to him, but it sure must have worked, because he went back out there and fired a couple of TD passes, and we were speculating what was said in that conversation, and we were dying to know. So whatever you can share of that conversation, we'd love to share it with our fans, that's for sure.
Well, you know, it's, our defense, I thought, played outstanding throughout the game against a very, you know, very good back who went for over 200 against us the year before.
And, you bet.
You know, we played good. We did an outstanding on our first drive, first couple of drives in the game, and, you know, we're moving the ball, and then we kind of went into a little bit of a spell there, and then Brady hit a, you know, had a couple of, you know, try to make a good play there just before the half, and the kid broke and made a tremendous defensive play, you know, and he, I mean, there was nothing wrong with the throw. He, the right target, that kid just come off another receiver and made an exceptional play, and then we come out and we game plan at halftime to come out second half. We thought, you know, we saw something they were doing, and they gave us something. We come out with a first throw, and their kid, for some reason, they had a particular call, like it's almost like they had to, you know, the wire set to us, and that kid breaks and makes a play, and that, you know, Brady's a perfectionist, and, you know, he, you know, kind of felt, kind of got down on himself, and, you know, he had a rough third quarter, and we actually had some, you know, he's like a, he's any kid, you know, kind of get down when you make a mistake, because he tries to do it, he, and he's done a great job all year taking care of the football and not putting us, you know, in a bad situation, but he was frustrated, and I told him, I looked at him, I said, hey, son, you're going to have to bring us out of this thing, we got to score, and, you know, he rose to the occasion and said, well, these kids believe in you, and you got to step it up. Forget about what's happened. You got to go to the next play. And he did exactly that. He had a tremendous fourth quarter and led us on two drives, made two outstanding passes, and Brennan made two outstanding catches. But there were other catches and things that, and checks that he made throughout that fourth quarter. But I thought he did a great job of bouncing back because it was, you know, having two consecutive interceptions on two throws, I think he got pretty down on himself. And you know, we just had to tell him, you know, hey, we got to have you, son. Let's go. And he responded in the right way. He's a great kid and a great leader, and he knew he had to. He just kind of come out of that form and did an outstanding job running our offense that fourth quarter.
Well, in that last throw, it looked like if he had held the ball a half second longer, he might not have been able to make that throw. I mean, he stood in there in that pocket.
That's exactly right.
Storm,
I mean, it was the. You couldn't have squeezed it in the end zone. Any, it was a perfect throw. Their kid was in great coverage. He looked at the. You know, watching the film, and we had a cameraman who took a great shot of it. And I mean, it's, you know, it's a game of inches, and
you bet.
You know, fortunately for our luck, it was the right inch for us. And you know, but he did a great job, threw the ball right in the right place at the right time, and stood in there. With, you know, they were bringing tremendous pressure. They had a awful fast front and bringing linebackers. So, you know, our line. Did a good job too. You got to compliment them. They're protecting him and their receivers and Brennan running a great route, and you know it all worked out. But he did a tremendous job, I thought, of engineering those fourth quarter drives when we were down. And all of our kids did. They stepped it up. The defense stepped it up. Offensive line and all of them. I just couldn't be any happier with the way the kids come on in that fourth quarter.
Well, let's turn our attention to Argyle now, I guess, a little bit, Coach. They have an outstanding quarterback, a kid that's headed to TCU. Great kicking game. I mean, their kicker is just really off the chart outstanding. Outstanding defense, good young wide receiver. What's the key to beating these guys? I guess if you get this far, whoever you play is going to be some kind of dangerous. And I don't know, what do you see as keys to this game, Coach?
Well, they're good. They're a very good football team. They wouldn't be there if they weren't, but they're kind of one of the closer teams that matches up kind of like they're very similar in their style, the way they play like us, because they're very balanced on offense and throwing and running, and then they have a tremendous defense and kicking game. So, you know, it's going to be a battle. It's going to be probably one of those games where one or two mistakes or one or two big plays may make the difference in the ball game. So we got to play close to the best. We got to play our best game of the year. We got to bring our A game, and I'm sure they will. And it's going to be a hard fought battle. But you know, I believe in these kids all year, and they believe in themselves. And yeah, I know they'll give us some tremendous effort tonight.
How is your team's health going into this last game, Coach? I guess you overlook a lot of your injuries if you're banged up or beat up. At this point, you just kind of tape it up and go, don't you?
Oh, we're real healthy for. You know, been playing this many weeks, you know, 16 weeks and two scrimmages and 2 weeks of two-a-days, you know, for the long haul, we're real healthy. In fact, we're actually getting Josh Gray back for the first time since the fifth game where he can come out and hold extra points, and he's elated about that. His senior year, getting to play in a state championship game and being able to contribute, and, you know, it's been a downer for him.
Oh, yeah.
But overall, we're very healthy. Everybody's on go, and, You know, I mean, yes, they're banged up, sore, tired, but I would bet you'd probably find the same thing over there at Argyle, those kids. And, you know, it's the last game of the season. They got lots of time to heal up, and I'm sure both teams will give everything they got, and I know our kids will. And to be, you know, from a year ago, we were so banged up going into that, you know, in the playoffs, that it was really a tough deal, but... this year we've been much more healthier, and the kids are excited about playing this week, and there hadn't been much talk about any injuries at all.
Well, Coach, I just want to tell you finally at the end of this interview, I mean, it has been an absolute privilege to cover you guys and to be around your players and around you. And I know I speak for everybody at the radio station and WimberleyRadio.com when we say thanks so much for letting us be along for the ride. It's been a great pleasure.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. It's been a great pleasure for us too, and I know our fans have enjoyed the radio broadcast and being able to listen to it. They get a kick out of it, and a lot of them have made different things with it. And we got a quality bunch of young men. They've shown character, and they're a neat group. It's fun to like them and enjoy watching them play because they give a tremendous effort each and every week. And again, I couldn't be any happier with this community and this school district, and has been so supportive of our program and treated me better than I deserve. So I'm indeed grateful and excited about this opportunity because it's a great one.
Well, Coach, I don't know about you. I'm tired of doing all this talking. Why don't we go out there and play a little football? How about that?
It's time to play. You're right. The talk's over. The play's on. And I'm excited about it, and I know everybody else is too. So it's game time now.
Well, Coach, thanks so much. Best of luck to you, Weldon.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
That is Weldon Nelms. He's the head man at Wimberley High School. We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this brief timeout. You are listening to Wimberley High School Football on WimberleyRadio.com and on KDRP 100.1 FM. And we are back at Cowboys Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Randy Hermes. Our pregame show brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, State Farm agent Byron Eccles, Game On Sports Nutrition, Anytime Fitness of Wimberley and Dripping Springs, Central Texas Drilling, Tanya Kilgore's book, The Grief Recovery Kit, The Good Night Dinner in Wimberley, Belterra, Wimberley Diamond Shamrock, and Shamrock Tacos, and by Lone Oak Motors. And Randy, I guess keys to the game tonight. Obviously, we're all excited about being here. Wimberley's going to get the football first. Quickly, what do you see as the keys tonight?
Well, you know, this Texan defense has been spectacular, especially in these last four playoff games, Mike. And I think it's time for the defense to win the championship, to borrow that old adage that offense wins games, but defense wins championships. So I think it's time for them to step up and do their thing. You know, I have no doubt that with Argyle giving up 316 yards and 23 points per game, that the Texans will get into the end zone this afternoon. So the Texas defense need to have a big game. First, by getting past a much heralded offensive line,
you bet,
and pressuring Ani and forcing out of his comfort zone. And secondly, good coverage by the defensive secondary. And this could be a challenge, Mike. I went back and looked, and you have to go back to the Bernie game to find a team that has thrown the ball more than 25 times in a game. And before that, the second game of the season, Dripping Springs. So there's a lot of games played in between then. And in keeping with the defense, Mike, the Texans need to keep the Eagles bottled up on their own end of the field. Have I mentioned yet that the Eagles have a field goal kicker that last week set the national record for field goals in a season? That's right. All-State kicker Cole Hedlund, a sophomore no less, kicked his 23rd field goal last week to set a new national record for field goals in
a
season. Yeah. His longest is from 42 yards, and I've read reports where he is good even further out than that. Oh, and they also have an All-State punter in senior Anthony Fuqua, who is averaging 41 yards per punt. So field position could be a big factor in the game today. You know, offensively, Mike, keep doing the things that have gotten you here. Balanced offense using Trinity Wilson and Dennis Smith to pound the ball between the tackles, and then sprinkling passing with Lambert going to Blakemore, Burchell, Holloman, and Alana. And finally, Mike, you've heard me say this at least the last 4 weeks. The Texans must play without mental mistakes. No bad penalties, no wrong routes, no fumbles. All the things that can kill you in a close game. And based on the stats, it should be a close game. And Wimberley should have the edge in the turnover category.
So basically, if Wimberley plays perfect, they're going to be in good shape, you think, Randy?
You know, they have played really, really good football, especially these last four playoff games. But you're right. I mean, these teams, when you look at them statistically, my gosh, it's like looking at a mirror. Both run the spread. Their season-ending stats are very similar in run versus pass. They don't necessarily have a one standout player in as much as they really spread it around offensively. So, yeah, it's going to be a tight game, no doubt.
Well, and you were talking about Austin Ani, their outstanding quarterback, TCU commit. He didn't come out for the normal pregame warm-ups, Randy, and then he came out late after they went back into the locker room. He came out late individually and threw the ball around. We were getting reports that he was sick, so we will definitely have to monitor his effectiveness. And, of course, we've got Clint Shields down there. He's going to be our sideline reporter today, so he's down there hanging out on the sidelines. We'll definitely throw it down to him at some point today. By the way, Argyle has won the toss and deferred into the second half, so we will get our first look at the Wimberley Texans offensively here this afternoon.